So it's going to be an even layout here. So going again now back to verse 22. Then a demon oppressed and was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him so that the man spoke and saw. Now, just from that one verse, what major problems do you have with it?
I
don't have any problems with it. The guy was demon possessed. He was mute. He was blind. You know, just really an awkward situation. the truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So that's the character and nature of Satan, right? I mean, just in a nutshell. But here's the problem. Here's the huge problem with that one. That's what Jesus said, and it's recorded in John chapter 8. So what the Pharisees say, well, right on you, that's totally what Satan is. See, we would hope a clearer understanding of who Satan is, and they should have a crystal clear understanding of it because they had the words back then. It wasn't like they were without information. But we have to see the actual character and see what maybe they should have known. For these guys, they could all go all the way back to Isaiah chapter 14. In Isaiah chapter 14, I'll read this to you real quick, and just listen to the arrogant statements made. Beginning of verse 12 of Isaiah 14, says, how are you fallen from heaven, O day star, O son of dawn? How are you cut down to the ground, you who lay the nations low? You who, now listen here, said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne